Well, hello everybody, hello my friends. This is Gosia from Cosmic Agency. I'm really happy and excited about today's topic, which is the topic of reincarnation. I'm going to comment on several things throughout the video. I think you're going to learn some new things here. I mean, at least I think I have learned new things, new aspects of reincarnation that I haven't considered before. So I'm going to comment on that in the second part of the video. So let's start reincarnation today.
The New Age presents us reincarnation as something necessary, lessons we learn, etc. I always felt it was not the case, or at least not exactly like that. Yes, there are lessons to learn. Not everything in New Age is wrong. But what goes on is altered in favor of the controllers. You must remain free at all times. Even the negative ones know they cannot infringe free will. So they mind control instead. Yes, exactly, it's how I perceive it. We must remain free in our decisions to reincarnate or not. But if you are led to believe that you must keep repaying your mistakes and repeating the experiences to learn, it makes you want to go back. That's the trap. People want to go back. They reincarnate into lives full of hurt willingly, because they do not know any other option. The necessity of a few to make the earth a nicer place to live in is valid, but it also comes from the fact that they are wrongly assuming the earth is the only place life exists, the only place to incarnate in as a human to have an experience. The earth is just one more place of countless planets and civilizations full of people who are technically humans. The Earth is meant to be exactly as it is. Don't like it? That's the point of having incarnated there. Now, you know as a soul that you don't want that kind of experience, and so in your next incarnation, you are almost guaranteed not to have one like that, and you will have the perceptual capacity to appreciate that other incarnation, as you know what you want, and you have the contrast between a difficult planet such as Earth and your present beautiful life in Taygeta or in wherever. The Earth is meant to be exactly as it is, with all the 3D imposed and us trying to break off. How does it fit with this statement, though? Who means it to be exactly as it is? The trapped Lyrians 12,500 years ago didn't mean it, no? And the 3D block was supposed to be temporary. The Earth is there, as seen from an expanded point of view, as the only place in the universe where you can go in and experience whatever you experience there. The fact that you even see the 3D, reptilians, cabal, archons abusing poor little defenseless people as wrong, is because it fits into your personal belief system about what's right and what's wrong. Right and wrong are just points of view. If you don't like living in 3D, you must understand that it was your decision to incarnate there or go in there. I know many disagree, but people who think that way have not developed enough consciousness to even understand that it is that way. No victims. You are making your life. You created it. Archons, reptilians, banks, mortgages. But you also perceive it as wrong, no? That's why you are helping. Yes. We do, as a collective, see what's going on Earth as wrong. We do agree with you and with the exploited humans. That's why I say that even here they fail to understand that Earth is exactly as it should be. But keep in mind, I am saying this from an even more expanded point of view. And as we've said before, you must get into a schizophrenic state of mind, understanding two contradictory points of view as both perfectly valid. But I mean, the 3D lock, the Lyrians who were closed in, they didn't mean it for it to happen, for the Earth to be locked in 3D. Or you mean metaphysically, even they did mean it. From the perspective of higher realms, from where each and everyone comes from, it's exactly what they intended to live. And it's also our roles as positive forces to be against that, to work for the liberation of Earth. It's a role. If they intended to live in a 3D lock, I mean the Lyrians, at the time of the lock, this means their soul had to know this was going to happen for them to want it. That's right. And know it they did. How? Because their soul is in the cyclic loop too and they lived it already? Their soul is in a loop, yes. But the reason they know is because there is no time. So from the higher realms, where the perception of time is even more plastic, they can know what they will live. And remember that everything you live and experience is a mirror of your own perception. And your perception is directly based on your frequency. So you can only experience, you can only see whatever you are a vibratory match to. So that's the basis of my argument that the Earth is exactly as it should be. Don't want it? Then don't be a frequency match to it. Yes, Svaru, I'm grasping the reality of it, and many people do too. But many will not. Even there, you said, some people in your group don't fully understand it. So imagine here, it's 10 times worse to see these things. The trap here is very deep, very sticky, and drags people down from this understanding. So I hope your people can be understanding with my people on Earth, and compassionate. And I think my role is to bridge the two civilizations in some way too. Bridge the understanding of both towards each other. I might be wrong. I may have no role at all. I might have just come for vacation here. See it this way. The Earth is going to ascend anyway. And everyone will ascend whenever each one of them is ready, sooner or later. The ones who are not awake yet are not ready to be awakened, but they will in their exact time. You cannot change people. They can only perceive and understand what you are saying, what you are telling them, if, and it's a big if, they are a frequency match to what you are saying. If they are not, they will dismiss what you say as garbage, lies, or even not see it at all. Even if you speak the higher wisdom. And many are there on vacation, yes. You tell me what you are doing down there. And I think my role is also to awaken many here who are still stuck in old beliefs. But as with yourself, all I can do is offer another perspective. And anyone who has another perspective, very different from the others, is because they have lived in higher planes of existence, so they are transmitting their personal frequency to others there. You, as well as others, are giving other people the opportunity to see a bit of 5D and above, just by being down there.
Well, in this point, what's really important to stress is the fact that reincarnation is something optional, and reincarnation on Earth especially, it's something optional, because I always imagined these cosmic laws to be something unavoidable, karma, reincarnation, and in a way it is. You know, we still do learn different lessons and we repair our mistakes and all that as the new age tries to present to us. Some of it is true, but it's very important to remember, and this is what is stressed, was very stressing, that all of this is our own free will, and it's our decision and it's our own option to choose whether we want to continue to abide by these karma and reincarnation rules, especially reincarnation on earth, or not. There are different options. We don't need to go keep coming back to earth, for example. This is what they want us, they want us to keep coming here because they feed off of us. And there are so many different places to reincarnate. Of course, I'm not saying don't reincarnate here if that's what you want. Every soul's journey is different and you will know yourself best what you want for yourself. But at least that this decision is yours. So be really clear with yourself about what you want for yourself, for your future, for your expansion, for your soul's growth and journey, for your own experience. Don't let yourself be influenced by anything, even not by me, by these messages, just yourself. Be free, let your soul be free. We are not bound by this reincarnation and karma rules as they want us to believe. The key is our soul's freedom to choose. Because if we keep believing that these rules of karma and learning lessons and repairing mistakes, reincarnation on earth, it's something unavoidable, this is what keeps us coming back. And this is exactly how they have us mind controlled to keep coming back, to keep generating our souls coming back right here. So we need to get free. We need to become aware of this. And we need to become aware of this process. Get informed. You are on the way. This is becoming informed. And freely listen to our own pure instincts about where our soul wants to evolve and in what way. Now, another subject which is kind of controversial, probably I already see people in debating this. How is it that Svaru is saying that the earth is as it's supposed to be, as it should be? Yes, I know it sounds controversial because we, in a way, we are fighting against things on earth because we believe them not to be the way they should be. Yes, I know, but we have to keep in mind that Svaru is always talking about things from different angles and perspectives and layers of herself at the same time. And when she's saying that the earth is as it should be, she's speaking from the higher level of herself where the souls are according to what corresponds to their frequency, even though it is not perceived on a lower conscious level. So, for example, the Lyrians 12,500 years ago, at the moment of being trapped by the 3D, enclosement, I was debating this with Varu in a conversation that you heard. How is it that they knew? How is it that they wanted this experience? They couldn't have wanted to be trapped. But as she explains, the soul, which is a creature, an entity, a field, a signal from beyond 3D and even 5D, multidimensional self, it has no time. It knows no time. The time is plastic there, very fluid. So from that level, they were able to know what kind of experience they will live while incarnated at the time of the 3D trap. So in a way, they knew what was going to happen and they chose to be in that moment on Earth. This is where their frequency coincided with the events. So in that way, there are no victims and everything is as it should be. And also according to what Svaru will explain a bit later in this video, there are also cycles of reincarnations. The same, the ones that repeat a lot, many, many, many times. So in many ways, their souls could have already had the experience. So they knew that they are going to go back to the same thing. This is going to be explained in the second part of the video. So in that sense, the earth and everything is as it should be. You are where you should be at this moment, looking from the higher perspective. Now, from the lower perspective, from the more squeezed perspective of yourself, where your signal is right now in the 3D. Yes, there are roles to play and there are certain games to be realized and completed and fulfilled. As we talked about this before, like a Monopoly game. Remember I was talking about the Monopoly game? It is real as long as you are playing the game. So within the game there are roles and they, the Pleiadians, are playing the role of the liberators of the Earth, and that's their role. And as Varu is explaining, they are aware of this, that this is a role, and they are playing, they are happy playing this role. But from the higher perspectives, everything is as it should be. Because let's not forget, Svaru is actually not an ordinary extraterrestrial from 5D density, even though probably there's no such a thing as a no ordinary extraterrestrial, but she is a 7D starseed, you can say, incarnated in a 5D experience, talking to us, to the 3D people. So she has a very, very expanded view of the panorama of what's happening with our souls and our souls' circumstances. So from that level, yes, everything is as it should be, but at the same time, from our level here, at the same time, integrate the schizophrenia, we have to keep fighting. And that's what she means, embrace the schizophrenia of yourself. Well, let's keep watching. There are more interesting things in the video, and I'm going to comment on some of them at the end.
If you don't need to die there, as Taygetans just keep regenerating, why do you die and get born again? Because you no longer see the need to continue as yourself, as one person in particular, and you have exhausted all the possibilities of your present avatar, so you need another one. You do want to have a fresh start somewhere else, even if it's inside the same society. But say, 950 years being someone can get tiresome. You want something else. But another one is also a Taygetan Pleiadian. That's not too varied, no? I would understand if you went to be an Arcturian or something. Why always the same society? Not boring? You can be as well. No limits. Everyone has been others. It's said that humans carry the DNA of at least 12 alien species. The reason for that is that the DNA holds information like a hard drive. And the reason humans have those 12 species or more in it is because they've been members of all those 12 or more species. On the other hand, it is comfortable to reincarnate in a species you know and like. Also, a soul has no gender and no species, but it definitely likes to be in one species and does prefer to be one gender over the other. That's not an exploring spirit, to be comfortable. You can't discover new things if you are always comfortable. Taygetan Pleiadians is an explorer race, so if exploring is your thing, it is useful to be us. We are naughty girls here, always up to something. You say animals are people. I have this question. Do we reincarnate as animals too? And animals into humans? An animal has one set of experiences, frequency we could generally call 2D. They eventually will acquire enough consciousness to advance into more complicated beings. But that's relative to the animal, and you cannot generalize their frequency as taking for granted that they are in a lower state than yours or ours. This is the case of dolphins, for example. Animals are just more people. They are in the body of an animal, just because it's a match to their own expansion, to what they wish to experience. But in the case of a highly advanced being, like yourself, there is no progress in awareness, no learning from the experience of incarnating into a squirrel, for example. You were that a long time ago anyway. You once were them all. All the animals, or nearly all. You are past that school grade. So in general, someone who is a person now in a human body doesn't go into the animal body, yes? But the animal awareness can expand and become a human, yes? Yes, in general, yes. But remember that many animals are more advanced than humans. And the term or name animal is only an earth concept. Look at the Urma. They are cats, very advanced cats, with a complicated culture and interstellar civilization. Look at the Alpha Draco, also interstellar and advanced. They are dragon lizards. Look at the Arcturians, Diezlian Tiplex. They are strange and amphibian-like. From the point of view of humans, they are all animals. There are only frequencies of consciousness. If a body fits the frequency, then it's a match to the level of consciousness of Source or the Soul. There is an infinite amount of body configurations. They are all animals, including the human, the Lyrian, the Taygetan. It's a progression from a lower consciousness state to a higher one. You are not given a soul, even as a holographic fragment of Source. You make your soul as you go. Your soul is what you make of it. It's your creation. Your soul is a dynamic process. You build it as you go, incarnation after incarnation. The animal you are in is just a point of present attention. It will soon move to another, so there is no death, just a new state in the eternal progression towards wholeness, Source. You are both complete and Source, eternal and already it. And at the same time as you are it, you desire more expansion, more awareness, more variants, more experience. By saying animals are people, I mean that there is no difference between an animal body and a human body. It's just an avatar that serves that soul in that point in its progress. The concept animal is just a human term, placing humans as something apart from animals when they are the same. We are all containers for souls, and there is no souls, as in plural, as there is no time. We are seeing ourselves at another stage, all now, all at once. All the animals, all the humans, all the other species, they are all one being, Source. They are all you from your point of view. They are all me from mine. They are all your dog from its own point of view. I know you are aware of the samsara wheel, Hindu concept, where you go round and round, lifetime after lifetime. But it's much greater and much more complicated than that. There is a bigger next wheel. As I was telling Robert yesterday, many times people are in a circle or a spiral of reincarnations, and several people may be in the same spiral. I explained it to Robert this way. John incarnates into Jane, Jane into Thomas, Thomas into Elizabeth, Elizabeth into John again into Jane, and round we go. Or a closed spiral where Frances reincarnates into herself over and over because she wants to do things right. And round we go, until something like a growth in consciousness triggers an awareness that liberates you from that expanded wheel. Each time you are a person again, things are also slightly different, but then again, most of the bulk remains the same. Oh my gosh, how absurd and boring, no? Why do we do that? I don't want to do that. Because those people are very connected, and they believe they have karma to pay to one another. But they are the same soul, so they can even coexist. So the reason John and Elizabeth are such good partners and fell in love and have been together for the past 22 years is because they are the same person, just in different incarnations. Wow. So, in a way, if that's so, when we meet them, we recognize ourselves there. That's why they feel familiar. Yes, that's one of the reasons, but there are others. And how could I know this? I know this because it's empirically corroborated not only by me, but by just about all the others here, my race, and others as well. We remember. Must be crazy, though, to remember all this, all your past experiences, feel sentiments about them, feel nostalgic memories, etc. Most people here remember some two or three past lives. The others are like a dream, vague. But I am one of the exceptions. I remember countless lives. I haven't even bothered to count them. Partially that's why I'm so weird. And yes, you feel nostalgic. I cry because of things I miss. And I suffer for the things I did wrong several lifetimes before. It's very hard not to forget. I wish I could, but I can't forget. The problem here is that I remember multiple lives as a Svaru variant, because I've been going around and around as myself. I've died many times, and I've lived those lives many times, as anyone else does with theirs. The difference here is that I remember, because I've done that too many times. So, adding to my time jumping in a ship that allows me to see events, I also have lived my life as Svaru many times over, and I remember. Okay. Those incarnations into John, then Jane, then Thomas, does it include the ET incarnations, or you're talking about Earth cycles only? It includes many places. The location is inconsequential for this. Like, for example, you can go into Taygeta, Jena, Human, Antarian, Taygetan again. But in the case of Earth, you may fall into a trap that keeps you there, reincarnating there. That trap is the religion's trap, implemented by the negative ones as means to control the people. And the etheric fence around the planet, Van Allen Belt, that make it impossible for a soul to escape the Earth's reincarnation cycle. Except if you manage to have a high enough frequency to pass through the Van Allen Belt. So, you mean you go back to being the same person as you were before? Not A to B and C and D, etc. in the linear way, but A, B, C, D and then A, B, C, D again, in a circle. I can sense you being circular. That's right. In a vicious circle that can take thousands of years to repeat itself. It is circular. So even you are in your own sort of a trap. I am, yes. Did we have this conversation before then, you and me, and you remember it? I cannot possibly remember all the details, much less an individual conversation, but the main notion of what will happen is there, and I do remember. And what will happen, if you can tell me? Or would that predispose it too much? If I tell you, I will make it come to you because you have it in your awareness. Nothing bad, on the contrary. If I did tell you with all the details, then I would be sort of playing God. And also, whatever I may predict, by the simple fact that I said it, changes it. By the very true nature of time, you cannot alter someone else's timeline, only yours. This is why so many good psychics fail to predict things accurately, because they are perceiving things from their own timeline point of view, and not the other's timeline. So having said this, for all practical reasons, I cannot truly know the future and what will happen, even having lived this many times before. The old axiom that things can only happen once is true. So, in short, Even having lived this again and again many times, I still cannot predict the future. That's the whole point of my work and what I'm trying to expose to the rest. That the timeline-altering technology and theory is wrong. Look at the expanded samsara wheel from another perspective. Okay, ready for another perspective. It's not a wheel from the expanded point of view. Wheel only on Earth as recycled souls. It's a spiral going round and round, apparently in a circle, but look at it from a more expanded point of view and you will see that it's never really repeating itself. Oh, I see, yes, I love spirals, good perspective. It's never really repeating itself, but it's ever expanding as it goes accumulating experience. Because all a soul wants is to achieve expansion, more consciousness. That's why I am as I am today, after so much time jumping. Time is not cyclical, as many dare say. But the looping does make it look as if it were, but it's only an illusion. Okay, I understand. And why do those incarnations are circular? Even if they are spirals, why do you go back to being the same person and not simply to be other people? There are infinite possibilities of who we can be. Why go back to the same ones? Infinite possibilities, yes. Yet you go back because you constantly feel you could have done better. You go back to correct your mistakes. But you must realize that there are no mistakes. Everything is an experience, and the best learning comes from the hardest experiences. Exactly. There are no mistakes. So why do we make ourselves go back? Why do you go back? Instead of going to explore to be someone else, elsewhere. Because there are people who touch you especially in your life. One time round, you are you. Next time round, you are your mother or your boyfriend. So you must let go. Not try to fix things for them, because you will never ever finish. You fix something and you cause another thing to go wrong in the process. Forgive yourself. Let it all go to ascend. That's the way it is. Until you realize that to ascend, you must simply take the best out of each experience and let go. That letting go is exactly letting off all the karma. The real trick is to finally understand that you are perfect as you are. Love yourself as source and let everything go to no karma.
Well, this part was really exciting for me and really new because she touched on things that I have never ever considered before. And this is about these cycles of reincarnation. As I always imagined, we reincarnate, when we choose to reincarnate, we follow from A to B, from the person A to person B to person C, D, an infinite number of beings in our soul's journey, and it's kind of following the linear process. But as I'm discovering, as she just informed us, it's actually repeatable cycles. So you as a person A, you are then person B, person C, and then whatever, and then you go back to being the person A again. This is just amazing. I've never heard this before. It's very interesting, but it definitely actually explains a lot of things. It could explain the phenomenon of déjà vu, for example, because it's like you have lived this before, literally. I haven't really talked about déjà vu with Varu in detail, so I cannot confirm that this ties with the déjà vu exactly, but I'm just imagining and makes sense to me. So it's amazing. It also explains why we feel familiar with certain people and sometimes even at the first sight, like we feel this recognition of souls with certain people. Okay, it's because when we are a person A, the person B that we will be somewhere in the future, and also we were in the past because it's cyclic, this person B could be already existing and probably is at the same time as we are existing, and we actually form the same soul. We are the same sub-soul, because in the end there is just one overall soul. But within this overall soul there are like mini cycles. So the person B could be somewhere around us already, and we person A, and at the same time co-living at the same time. And this could explain why sometimes when we meet people we feel this instant recognition, instant soul recognition, because actually they are us in some level. It's not the only reason Zvaru told me that why we feel this instant soul recognition, but it's definitely one of the reasons. It makes sense. And another conclusion from all this, new conclusion to me, an amazing mind-blowing conclusion, is that when you are person A and then you are person B and then C and then you go back to person A, okay, so when you are person A, then the person you meet, you meet with the person B, okay, and then somewhere down the road within the cycle, the person that was person B is now you, person A, and you get to be person B. So now you can be, I'm Gosha and I meet John, but down and maybe when we are in the same cycle, if we're in the same soul cycle, so sometime down the road I will be John and he will be me. It's amazing, but this is why, for me, it explains why we feel this familiarity and we share like something unexplainable with certain people that we don't feel with other people. So amazing stuff for me. I would love to talk about this with Zvaru much more, and I hope we will get to explore this in further detail. Of course, as Zvaru also explained, in the higher level there is no multiple, there are multiple soul cycles, but in the end there is just one overall soul, and we all are in this huge spiral of souls. On a high level we all belong to one big spiral cycle. It's amazing. Also, it's interesting to note that it's not really a cycle, like it's not like that. It's not always the same. It looks like that when you look at it like from this perspective. It looks like this, no? But actually, it's a spiral, so it actually goes like this. And each time the soul has the experience, it actually expands. In the experience, it picks up new observations, new experiences, new feelings, new perceptions, and it grows each time. So it's never really the same exactly repeated experience. That's why she said, yes, she remembers some of this circumstance with us, but she doesn't remember exactly every detail, and it's never exactly the same. So amazing quantic metaphysical subjects to ponder upon. I hope you liked it. I think I have nothing more to add at this point. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching this video. More videos to come. And let's see what happens. We are still waiting for our Pleiadian girls. But at the same time, we are in peace. And we are in peace because everything is as it should be. So our weight corresponds to whatever circumstance should be happening at the moment. So thank you very much, and see you again next time. Bye.